Emails to Roy at RoyGreenshow.com and follow me on Twitter at The Roy Green Show. A story that Sean O'Shea broke on Global News is Touch Your Heart. Ali Davari is 84 years of age, and he's in a medically induced coma in Germany. Mr. Davari cannot be brought home on a commercial flight, but RBC Insurance, who sold a travel policy for Mr. Davari, is refusing to pay for him to be brought back to this country or for any of the medical costs, including hospital charges. They've refused also to publicly address the issue. Joining me is Mr. Davari's son, Kevin. Kevin, good to speak with you, sir.
Hi, Mr. Moore. Hi.
And Sivan Tamarkin, partner at Samfiru Tamarkin LLP in Toronto, who's challenged travel insurance providers previously and on this program. Sivan, it's good to have you back.
Hi, Roy.
Essentially, what I said is the way it is, Sivan, right?
Yes, it's what you said. I mean, Kevin obviously have a lot more details. He's been living with this. His father is still in Frankfurt, and they literally have no way of bringing him back.
Yeah. Kevin, tell us, please, what happened. What happened to your dad that he's in the hospital?
Actually, on December 1st, he was coming from the city of Cologne to Frankfurt to take his flight to Canada, to Toronto. Basically, in the airport, Central Station, he fell, and they took him to hospital. He was right away in coma. They took him for surgery. He was there in coma for over 10 days. And after that, the doctors basically reduced the medication for him to fall in deep sleep. Since then, he's in basically deep sleep, and they cannot hold him in this situation for long. The problem is, once he wakes up, he cannot be transported for at least 2 to 3 months until he goes through all the rehabs. And the doctor's recommending for him to be immediately transported to Canada, to be here with the family as well as with his family doctor and everything else.
Right. So your sister had bought travel insurance for your dad.
Yes, she did buy a travel insurance, yes.
And you, as far as you know, the policy would have covered for your dad to come back to Canada. And from what I understand in Sean's story, travel insurers often like to bring patients back to Canada who are ill overseas because they prefer to have them treated in this country. But RBC has told you what?
I didn't talk to RBC directly. That was my brother was involved with and talked to them. Basically, they deny the coverage. Apparently, my father has is a diagnosed diabetic, which we didn't know about it until we talked to the doctor, and he said, "Yeah, he's diabetic." And the only question we had at that time was that why didn't he tell us the situation? So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with somebody being diabetic, but why didn't we know about it? But the doctor in Germany, he told us, he told my sister that he's not diabetic. He's not. So we are standing between two different information, but that all does not help my father to be here.
No, he needs
this
to be home.
This is the first thing, talking to insurance and going through the whole procedure in order to resolve the problem is going to take a very long time. And at this time, the only thing we hope is to be able to bring him back to Canada.
And the bill now is already over $100,000.
Just the airlift going to be around $100,000, and obviously all the other bills. And my father is going for another surgery on Tuesday for his throat, I believe, is collapsed since he was in coma for so long. Right after that, he has to be transported probably by mid to end of next week. He has to be here, or we don't know what to do, honestly.
Okay, Sivan, what are the options? What's the story? From your perspective as the lawyer who deals with these issues, what's going on?
It's extremely frustrating, Roy. And I see these kinds of cases all the time. Occasionally, they make their way to the media. You know, you go on a trip, whether it's within Canada or outside, to the States, to Europe, wherever it is, and you buy travel insurance. And in this case, I haven't seen a denial letter from RBC. I don't know if there is one at this point. But what happens is the most common denial that I see in these situations is that the insurance company, after the fact, after they sold the insurance, deposited the premiums that they've collected, come afterwards when the person has been injured or something's happened that they require assistance, And they say, okay, well, before we pay anything, we want to see your family doctor's records. We want to cross-check that with, you know, any answers you've given us when you first took out insurance. And so the most common denial is on the basis of either a pre-existing condition that you didn't disclose to them, or at the time that you took out the policy, between that time and when you actually went on the trip, perhaps something happened, you had a change in your health, and that wasn't as close to the insurance company. And so what the insurance company says is, had we known that you had this condition, let's say it's diabetes or, you know, a heart condition, something that's, by the way, completely unrelated to what perhaps you are now seeking medical attention for out of the country, but based on the fact that the insurance company didn't know about that pre-existing condition or health issue, they're saying, well, had we known about that, we would not have issued insurance. And so as far as we're concerned, there's no contract, there's no insurance contract, so therefore there's a denial. And here's the problem. When I deal with these cases, it does take time. I have to get the insurance company's file, I have to get the medical records, you know, I have to then take on the insurance company. The problem is, just like in Kevin's case and his father's case here, is that we are dealing with an urgent situation, and the insurance company will not step up, they will not do anything. And so what's happened, they have effectively taken the premiums, and by the way, when they deny the claims, they often issue the denial along with a refund check for however much you paid, the $50 or $40 or $100 for the insurance, which is obviously nothing compared to what it is that the person now needs, the family needs, to get the person back. So from an option standpoint, you know, people like Kevin and his father, his family, they're stuck because mm-hmm. the government's not going to bring the person back. The insurance company is not stepping up.
Yeah. No.
So and there's nothing, there's no regulatory remedy here, which is quite amazing to me.
It is, you know, very disturbing, extremely disturbing, because it could be anybody. It could be anybody next. Let me just do this. I need to get this done because I want people to know you can go to GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. Just go there and then type in the search bar, help Ali Davari. That's AliDavari. Help Ali Davari. And that'll take you to the spot in on GoFundMe.com where you can make a contribution to help the Davari family get their dad back into Canada. Kevin, I wish you all the, I mean, it sounds empty to say this, but I wish you all the very best. And I hope that, I know you've got a great ally in Sivan Tamarkin, and we've got to get your dad home.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Really appreciate your help.
Well, anything we can do to get the word out. Sivan, always good to talk to you, and thank you for what you do for people in this country.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Take care. Sivan Tamarkin from Samfira Tamarkin LLP in Toronto.